Trump petitions Supreme Court to overturn Colorado ruling. By Paul Bois on January 3, 2024. Former President Trump has now petitioned the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the recent Colorado ruling declaring him to be an insurrectionist ineligible to be on the 2024 presidential ballot. Filed Wednesday, the petition said the Colorado Supreme Court ruling wrongly excluded Trump from the 2024 primary ballot by preventing voters from casting ballots for the leading major party presidential candidate. The question of eligibility to serve as President of the United States is properly reserved for Congress, not the state courts, to consider and decide, it said. The petition further argued that the Colorado Supreme Court misapplied Section 3 of the 14th Amendment in its ruling by wrongfully classifying the former president as an officer of the United States, saying, President Trump falls outside the scope of Section 3. As a separate issue, Section 3 of the 14th Amendment can only apply to those who have previously taken an oath, as a member of Congress, or as an officer of the United States, or as a member of any state legislature, or as an executive or judicial officer of any state, to support the Constitution of the United States. President Trump was never an officer of the United States according to the U.S. Constitution's text and structure. Even on those very standards, the Colorado Supreme Court argued that the former president engaged in insurrection on January 6, 2021, which the petition said lacks merit. The Colorado Supreme Court heard in how it described President Trump's role in the events of January 6, 2021, the petition adds. It was not insurrection and President Trump in no way engaged in insurrection. Insurrection is understood at the time of the passage of the 14th Amendment meant the taking up of arms and waging war upon the United States, it said. By contrast, the United States has a long history of political protests that have turned violent. Moreover, nothing that President Trump did engaged in insurrection, it said. His only explicit instructions called for protesting peacefully and patriotically, to support our Capitol Police and law enforcement, to stay peaceful, and to remain peaceful. If the Colorado ruling were allowed to stand, the petition said that it would unconstitutionally disenfranchise millions of voters in Colorado and likely be used as a template to disenfranchise tens of millions of voters nationwide, asserting that only Congress, not a state court, can be allowed to remove a candidate's eligibility. The case is Trump v. Anderson, and has not yet been assigned a docket number at the Supreme Court of the United States. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo on demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.